With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Wildlife officials in Montana say a state report made public this week shows that grizzly bear deaths in parts of Yellowstone National Park increased last year and were higher than the 10-year average. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Bear Management Specialist Kevin Frey said there were 17 grizzly bear deaths recorded in 2020 in Montana's portion of the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported Thursday that the data revealed that 9 female bears, 7 male bears, and 1 cub of an unknown gender died last year. That's 7 more than the 10-year average. A bill that would require investigators to obtain a warrant to search consumer DNA databases like 23andMe or Ancestry.com is drawing criticism from law enforcement representatives who say it would make it harder to solve cold cases. Austin Amistoy from the UM Legislative News Service reports that Republican Representative Mallory Stormswald of Billings is sponsoring House Bill 602 and says it's critical to preserving Montanans' privacy in the digital age.
Patrick Webb of libertarian group Americans for Prosperity spoke in support of the bill at a Senate committee hearing Friday.
Montanans have spoken emphatically time and time again that we cherish the right to privacy.
But Mark Murphy, representing the Montana Association of Chiefs of Police, said establishing probable cause to obtain a warrant to search a DNA database would be difficult.
All of the bills that I've testified against are restrictions on government. Government is not the enemy here, folks.
The committee did not take immediate action on the bill.
Austin Amistoy from the UM Legislative News Service reporting. The Missoula City County Health Department has launched a COVID-19 vaccine campaign. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the effort comes as health officials in multiple counties say demand for vaccines is softening.
Missoula County health officials announced the campaign titled Come Together, Vaccine for Every Montanan Friday. The campaign will focus on distributing educational materials about the importance of getting vaccinated to participating partners and businesses. The campaign will also include community canvassing efforts to sign up residents for vaccine appointments. The vaccination campaign comes as Missoula and others like Yellowstone and Lincoln counties are starting to see COVID vaccine appointments go unfilled. As of Friday afternoon, hundreds of appointments remained open or unfilled, according to Missoula County's sign-up page. Missoula Office of Emergency Management Director Adrian Beck.
What we're seeing now may not be what is commonly called vaccine hesitancy. It may just be vaccine convenience.
Beck says many people may not go out of their way to get a vaccine or are maybe working during regular business hours. The county has begun to offer evening and weekend vaccine appointments to reach those people. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's congressional delegation wasted no time in reacting to President Joe Biden's newly announced gun control measures. Edward O'Brien reports.
President Joe Biden yesterday ordered a half dozen executive orders aimed at addressing what he calls a, quote, epidemic and an international embarrassment, end quote, of gun violence in America. Biden's announcement follows several mass shootings across the U.S. in recent weeks. Biden's actions include a move to crack down on homemade firearms that lack serial numbers and are often purchased without a background check. He also announced tighter regulations on pistol stabilizing braces. Montana's senior U.S. Senator, Democrat John Tester, says he prefers Congress develop gun policy rather than executive actions. In a statement emailed to MTPR, spokesman Roy Lowenstein said, quote, Senator Tester is a proud gun owner and a longtime defender of Montanan's Second Amendment rights, end quote. The statement says steps are needed to ensure that criminals, terrorists, and people deemed to be dangerous to themselves or others don't get access to firearms, all while protecting the rights of law-abiding gun owners. Tester says Congress needs to address these issues. Republican Senator Steve Daines decried what he called the Biden administration's infringement on the Second Amendment. In a statement, Daines says, quote, more gun control is not the answer. It infringes on the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens and doesn't go after criminals, end quote. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale also describes Biden's actions as an attack on the Second Amendment. A statement from Rosendale's office describes the executive orders as, quote, yet another chapter in Democrats' failure to blame criminals who commit heinous acts while punishing law-abiding citizens. On his Twitter feed, Montana's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte says, quote, President Biden's executive order is gross federal overreach and undermines the rights of law-abiding Montanans, end quote. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A new law allows winners of Montana lottery prizes to remain anonymous. The legislature passed the bill last month, and Governor Greg Gianforte signed it into law on March 31st. On Friday, the Montana Lottery sent out its first press release listing major lottery wins with the towns where the ticket was sold, the winning prize, the game played, and the name of the retailer that sold the ticket. The bill argued that the individual privacy rights of a lottery winner outweigh the public's right to know. The law overturns a long-standing administrative rule adopted by the lottery that said a winner's name is public information. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Peyton Butler.